Welcome to I Shouldn't Have Had Kids, a comedy parenting podcast hosted by two working moms of three kids who are somehow surviving life with boys.
You can download this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play Music. Be sure to rate, subscribe, and review. Share your thoughts about the show. The parental sanity you save may be your own, or possibly my mother's.
Podcasters, start your engines.
Seriously, you're testing my love for you tonight. Welcome to I Shouldn't Have Had Kids.
I'm Bonnie.
I'm Ellen.
And this is a comedy parenting podcast.
We're podcasting for parental sanity.
Mm-hmm.
Ours and yours.
Yeah, hopefully. We are a same-sex couple, and together we have one, two, three boys.
Only three?
Yeah, that's right.
It feels like more. Well, in any event, we've given the boys pseudonyms just for fun. Bonnie brings Tigger, who's 22, and Lola, who's 19, to the marriage. And I bring Shy Guy, who is a couple months shy of 16.
So we are basically, you know, the all-American family. There you have it.
That's right. But here's two important caveats. Number one, please remember that we are not experts at anything that might actually help you.
Nope.
And if that bugs you,
yeah,
write it down, mm-hmm, and then file it under not our problem.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Yes. And we sprinkle the show with a healthy dose, and by we, I mean my wife, with a healthy dose of F-bombs and other inappropriate swears.
Fuck
you
yeah,
might say.
We do. In fact, we say the things out loud that most parents keep to themselves. Mm. You know who you are. And yeah, you probably should.
Yeah, that's right.
Whatever.
We got you. Hold my beer.
Yeah, hold my beers.
On today's episode of I Shouldn't Have Had Kids, we are getting real about sneaky fucking teens.
Sneaky teens. But first, let's just acknowledge that there's still a pandemic.
I said we weren't talking about the pandemic
tonight.
You said
we weren't going to bitch and moan.
About the pandemic. Can't we just pretend like there is no pandemic?
No.
Oh, good.
I don't think we can.
I'm so sick and tired of the pandemic.
I think we still have to. But we're not going to dwell on it. It's just we're still in it. It's the beginning of May. We're actually recording on Cinco de Mayo, but you're going to hear this next Tuesday in a week.
Right after Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
I hope you had a great Mother's Day.
Yeah.
I hope in retrospect that our children remembered Mother's Day.
Yeah. And I hope to God that I don't get breakfast in bed.
No.
I don't eat in my bed.
I don't usually eat before noon.
Yeah.
And I don't eat raw carrots and unwashed strawberries.
Well,
but it's been years since we've gotten that.
They're definitely beyond that. But the whole breakfast in bed thing, whenever in my entire life have I wanted a meal in my bed if I was healthy? That is when you are sick that
There's
you eat in bed.
Only one time I've ever wanted to eat had breakfast in bed that I can recall, and it was after my company party, Christmas party, when we went and stayed at that hotel, and Sarah started buying rounds of tequila.
Tequila is a problem for your company parties.
The next morning, it's Sarah's fault, and Abby does not help. And the next morning, I don't even know how I made it to the room that night, which is not something I like to admit.
I had to go buy you Advil at like
and a muffin,
$12 a pouch.
Yes. And I wouldn't get out of bed
until
you,
like,
I had
$48 worth of Advil.
I was on my side eating the muffin. I mean, this was like, this is bad parenting 101. Thankfully, we didn't have any kids with us. I think that's probably what happened.
Thankfully,
yes.
I didn't drink any tequila.
Yes, because I definitely
not
needed
a fan,
you that night.
And I saw what was happening. And I was like, you know, I'm going to take one for the team and be the designated walker.
We only had to walk from the party upstairs to our hotel room, which was awesome. But I took advantage of that situation and then paid for it the next morning. And I laid on my side eating my muffin, and I couldn't get up until I ate my muffin. And then we went down, and I've never done this in my life, and I will never do it again because I will never drink this much tequila. I wore sunglasses to breakfast.
That's right. That was rough.
That was rough. How did we get to that topic?
Breakfast in bed. Mother's Day.
Oh, Mother's Day. Yeah. No pandemic. I keep thinking I'm going to go to sleep and wake up 2 years later. Like, what was that guy's name? Harry Winkler? No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Sleeping Beauty?
No. Oh my God! What's the name of the? It's the fable where
Willy Wink.
No, where he falls asleep.
I have no idea.
Under a tree, Gulliver. And he wakes up, and it's like 80 years later. No,
I don't know. It sounds terrible.
Rip Van Winkle.
Oh, okay.
Jesus, that was hard. I hurt now.
Well, look, Rip.
Okay. Everybody is listening to this, and they're screaming at their phone or their device. Mm-hmm. Rip Van Winkle.
I hope like, so. Oh. I don't know this fable, I guess.
Oh,
or
my
God. It's not jumping out at me.
Who raised you?
Wolves.
I'm just kidding,
actually.
Nancy. Just kidding. Do not want to make your mom mad.
Yeah, I was an extra in the Jungle Book. There's a Mowgli had a sister that they don't ever talk about.
Because she was gay. They could not admit that she was part of the family.
There's no gay wolves, son of a bitch. Get her out of here.
All right, we're going to talk We're going to talk about sneaky teens in just a minute, but first, we have to get to Shit I Love.
Shit I Love.
Because it's just my favorite. It makes me happy. You know, I'd like to say that topping the list this week, like last week and every week before that, is explore.org, but I won't, even though the iglets this week were hilarious
Little
feathers are sprouting out in the weirdest way.
No, here's what happens with explore.org. Or whatever the hell it is.
I have posted this in the show notes twice now. So if you haven't
seen it,
you should.
You have it running in the background.
Yes.
And it is shooting out these sweet nature noises.
Yeah, it's awesome to work to.
And then today, you left the room to take a phone call.
I did.
And all of a sudden,
I had the iglets up.
Mother eagle started screaming. And in my mind, the eagle... The bald eagle, the symbol of America, flies through the air and does like, you know, the Colbert Report sound, like the Yeah. This was like a primal scream. And it scared the pee out of me. Anyway, that's what happens with explore.org if you share an office with Bonnie.
That's right.
So, okay. Do you want to go first? I'm limiting you to only two this week.
Okay. That's fine. My first is the SS Bitch Fig Challenge.
Oh, my God. What the fuck is that?
Okay. When I was living with cancer and fighting cancer, mm-hmm. I had this group of girlfriends, and we called ourselves the Xena Warrior Princesses. And we bought these dumb bubble rings that were like glitter rings that you could shake like a snow globe,
no,
right?
Those are cool.
Yeah, I love them. They're huge. And we all wore them. And whenever I went to my chemotherapy treatment, I would wear them. And so I get this text tonight from Doug, friend of the podcast.
Oh, my God. He is. Love that man.
He sent this link to Zoe Bell fights nearly every famous woman in Hollywood in this quarantine fight scene video.
Oh,
did you see this headline?
I saw that the link came through from Doug, but I didn't click on it because I was working on my show notes.
It's a series of clips that run together, and it's
this is why you asked me if I knew all those women.
Yeah, so it's a series of women punching, kicking, and otherwise attacking the camera in these little short clips. Mm-hmm. And then in the following clip, so if I were to do one, right?
Yeah.
I would pretend like I'd just been hit. And then I would come back up to the camera and I would smack the camera. And that would send it to the next person,
right? That's clever.
So the next person reacts to the hit and hits back. It goes on for 5 minutes.
We can link to this.
And we will in the show notes. And it includes people like Zoe Bell, Lucy Lawless, Drew Barrymore, Cameron Diaz, Rosario Dawson, Daryl Hannah, Scarlett Johansson, Katie Tunstall.
Oh, my God.
It is so much fun. And these women, one, seeing them in their habitat is really cool. And two, just how athletic they are, because there are some major hits that happen and some major reactions that just blew my mind. So,
I like it.
Yeah, it was really fun to watch. And it was just like all girl power all over the place.
Nice.
Yeah.
Girl power.
Yeah, got me pumped up. So thanks, Doug.
Okay,
my muscles.
Yeah, she's flexing, everybody.
I have good shoulders to flex.
She does. She has like Michelle Obama arms.
She was my inspiration.
Yeah. You have great arms. Your arms are ripped. Your
Thank
shoulders
you.
Are ripped.
My thighs, that's a different matter, but go ahead.
Well,
I digress.
From the neck up, babe.
Neck up? Don't you mean boobs up?
I couldn't think of anything. I forgot what was lower than your neck. Oh, my God.
Wow. Quarantine confessions. That's what we call that.
Quarantine confessions. Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, let's call it that.
Let's do some quarantine confessions.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Next week?
Mm-hmm.
We have one big confession.
Oh.
I think we should
But we weren't in quarantine when that happened.
We weren't?
Not yet.
I think we were.
But we'll discuss offline and talk. We'll circle back.
Perhaps we will ladder up this topic and bring it back to you next week.
Synthesize this shit.
I'd be happy to share it, but I know that Ellen's going to fight this one. So
I just need to make sure I understand which, because there's a couple things I can think of, to be honest with you.
Okay, what's your shit I love?
Okay, well, it could actually, my first one could be considered a quarantine confession, because here's the deal, everybody. At first, there was a big movement of like, find a routine, get up, take a shower, go to your home office, air quotes. Mm-hmm. And I call bullshit.
Really?
Yeah, because if my job was a remote employee and that had always been it, then yeah, maybe. But again, I'm going to go back to the statement that I stand by. We're at home trying to work.
Mm-hmm.
During a pandemic. So this week's number one shit I love is the fact that I'm settling into a routine mm-hmm. that is literally nothing like a routine. I'm just going with what feels like it's going to set me up for success. Mm. And that feels so good. My productivity over the last couple of weeks that I've just accepted, not that this is normal and this is how it's going to be, but accepted that this is where I am mm-hmm. in this time and space mm-hmm. and that I don't have to follow any sort of fake pretend you're at the office routine
mm-hmm.
has freed me up
really?
So much.
Huh.
Yeah. Because maybe the first thing I do is I don't want to necessarily get in the shower. Maybe I want a soft start, check email, drink coffee, like get into it. And then at 10 o'clock, take a shower. Because there's why can't I do that? Like there's no reason
mm-hmm.
not to do what works for you
yeah.
in this yeah. new setting. So to try to shoehorn in something. So what I love is just that I've given myself permission to
flex. Yeah.
Yeah. No, not flex, because I'm flexing over this to be flexible.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, that was a real flex. I'm trying to get all the vernacular down. Yeah. So that was really long winded, but it just feels so good to go, you know what?
Yeah.
There's nothing fucking normal about this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't force it. Don't force it.
Well, I was thinking today because, you know, I love to dress up. You know, I love to have little accessories and mm-hmm. then have my lipstick match my shoes. No, that's not true. But
you are typically very put together.
Sometimes. I mean, sometimes I'm just lazy as hell, but
wow.
I do.
Giving you props.
Thank you.
Shitting on it.
Thank you. You're so sweet. You're so kind.
You're
so
sweet.
You're so kind. You blow my mind. Hey, Mickey. Whatever that is. Hey, Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine. Okay.
Anyway, what are you saying?
I was thinking this morning, it's so funny that you would bring that up, because I was thinking this morning, you know, I'm going to get up and I have that cute new little sweater dress that I never did get a chance to wear because quarantine hit. And I'm going to just wear it. I'm just going to get up and do my hair and put lipstick
on. What happened?
Well, I just haven't done it yet, but oh. I'm warning you, it's coming.
Yeah, but see, that's okay, too. It's like just what?
Maybe I'll put
whatever
a ball
works.
Gown on one day and see if anyone notices. Would that be funny? I think I will. Alrighty.
All right. Well, I just got real fucking deep on my number one.
Yeah, you did.
Sorry, everybody.
I'm going real, real superficial now. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
All right. Stephen Sondheim's 90th birthday was a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I had pulled up in one of my tabs that I wanted to watch for like 2 weeks, this at-home rendition of The Ladies Who Lunge, which mm-hmm. starred Meryl Streep, Audra McDonald, and Christine Baranski. You might not know who Audra McDonald is, but she is a powerhouse on Broadway. This woman has taken home everything there is to take home. She is a phenomenal actress and singer. That the pipes on that woman, Jesus. Mm-hmm. And Christine, you know, from lots of different things, including The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. She's the love interest in The Grinch Who Stole Christmas with Jim Carrey. So yeah. If you have kids, you're familiar with her. It's not, she's not Cindy Lou Who, is she?
No.
Is she Cindy's mom? No, she's not. She's just the love interest who wants to marry the mayor until she realizes that she really loves the Grinch. Anyway, these three women.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Are in their bathrobes and they are drinking heavily and they are singing The Ladies Who Lunch together. And it's so much fun. You must see it. And yes, I will post the link in the show notes.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Loved it. In fact, I watched most of that that birthday celebration, which was just this fabulous gathering of
yeah, it was awesome until Josh Groban.
You
and then
hate
my
him.
Bowels let loose. I hate that guy's voice. I'm sorry.
I love him
every
because he will
while...
always be that high school senior who couldn't get a date on Ally McBeal and she went to the prom with him. So I just love him for that.
I can't handle his voice. And it was so funny because he came on and I was like, oh, there's Josh Groban. And all I could see out of my peripheral vision that you looked up at me. Like, I wouldn't miss it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, Josh Groban is my musical cilantro.
Oh, my God.
Just hard like fucking pass.
Dish soap. You know who is on there that I really, really love? Who's that guy? Oh, God. He does the very, very funny political spoofs, the singer.
Randy Rainbow.
Oh, my God. I love Randy Rainbow so hard.
Yeah, he's
so hard.
Really clever.
He is so funny. And the great thing is he's clever. He's funny. His things are really well produced. And he has a voice.
Mm-hmm.
That guy has a great voice. What's your second I love?
Here we go.
Pivoting on a dime.
It's actually pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
It is COVID related. So hold on to your butts.
My butt.
Yeah. No, it's real simple.
Okay.
It's from Jurassic Park. Hold on to your butts.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I don't remember that.
Okay. People who wear masks when they're out and about.
Oh,
I love that.
I do, too.
Because it's really easy. It's not hard to wear a mask, and it's not a violation of your civil liberties to ask you to wear a mask. Because here's something really crazy. If you were, like, really sick with the flu, would you go out?
Would you go breathe on somebody?
You'd probably just like lay low and at home, right?
And
like,
if somebody stuck out their hand to shake your hand, you would say, oh, you know, I'm not feeling really well, so let's not, bro.
Yeah. This whole thing is so fucking stupid. The idea that, oh, the virus is in charge. Oh, my God. Guess what? No, it's not. We can so easily get over this hump.
Yeah.
And it's to that end that I celebrate tonight. In this studio, people who wear masks when they're out and about. I love it.
Thank you for doing that. Thank you. Because...
And if you need a mask, ask. Because lots of people are sewing masks. There's probably one you can get your hands on, or you can tie a bandana.
Yep.
Or cut the sleeve off of a short sleeve t-shirt and put it on like a neck gaiter. There's lots of options. And
I saw somebody take a pair of knit underwear.
Show me what you got.
And turn it into a mask online. I can't remember. It was some comedian. It was very funny. I keep repeating this, but it's out of the Czech Republic. I protect you. You protect me.
Yeah,
I don't wear a mask for me. I wear a mask for you. So
I'm
wearing
a mask because I might have it.
And you know what?
What?
Those people who are protesting on the state capitals across the nation, I'd like to use a word to describe them, but I won't because this is a family show. Right. Not a family show. However, I won't use this word because in our family, it's absolutely fine. But those guys are the most spineless mother effers I've ever seen in my life. You want to know what sacrifice looks like? Sacrifice looks like spending 4 years in a prisoner of war camp. Sacrifice looks like going to war and losing a limb. Sacrifice looks like not having your husband or your wife come home because they gave their life. Sacrifice looks like a lot of different things. And if you think that someone telling you to stay home for a month and not get your hair done or not be able to go to the shooting range to, you know, get your rocks off, then I'm going to tell you right now, that's not sacrifice. You're just an asshole and you're spineless.
Yeah.
So we're not going to talk about COVID and we're not going to get political,
but
P.S.,
we just
fuck
did.
You. Really, it makes me
so disheartening that this has become so political.
Yeah.
Like if you wear a mask, you're a liberal. And if you don't, you're actually a true American.
That is so gross.
Well, it's so disgusting. Oh my God. This is... Okay.
We can't do it.
I can't because it's just...
I'll probably cut all this out, actually.
It's such a no-brainer.
I know. Okay, moving on.
So sad.
We've got to pivot. We are pivoting, pivoting hard.
Yep. Stay home if you can. Wear a mask. And I'd love to get my hair cut, too. I really would.
My hair is out of control.
I have...
You have a lot of gray right now.
No.
She doesn't color her hair. But this pandemic is bringing out the gray,
let
me tell
you. It's bringing out
the
gray. It's like stress blooms. All over my scalp. Ashley, I'm coming for you as soon as I can.
That's going to be weird. Ashley better be wearing a mask.
Well, whatever, when it's appropriate, of course. But I will definitely.
And Ashley's listening. She's like, you can't tell me to wear a mask.
She'll wear a mask.
She's down in Olympia with the picket sign.
She's desperate to get back to work. That girl's like, fuck this noise.
All right, let's talk about sneaky teens.
Let's do it.
Nothing good happens when a group of teenagers gets together after midnight. And I do mean nothing.
Really? Are you sure? That's pretty specifically harsh.
No, I think I'm pretty sure. Okay. I mean, it depends on whose perspective. If you're a teen looking to get laid and it's happening, I'm sure that feels pretty good.
It's happening. oh my God.
Yeah, but they're speaking from experience here.
Well, okay, so let's talk about that.
What about it?
Well, I came into, so we decided on this topic, sneaking out, right? Sneaky teens.
Well, and the reason that we decided to talk about sneaky teens, can I just jump in? Do you mind?
New species, interrupt us. let's hear what it has to say.
We were talking about how in the very beginning of the pandemic, there it is again, that goddamn thing. in the very beginning of the pandemic, school had been closed. And teenagers here and across the country were sneaking out at night because they were like, woohoo!
Sneaking? You kind of said sneaking.
I know. Sheer sucker.
Oh, my God. I haven't said that in so long. I love that. I'll tell you later. Funny. Tell you later.
Sally!
Yeah.
Okay.
Sheer sucker.
There were a bunch of teens who snuck out here and went out and, like, partied on the point. You know, there's this point out here that everybody, the teens all know about, and they can go out there and have a good old time. And they snuck out to do that. At least we're hoping they snuck out. If their parents knew they were doing that.
Some of them knew. Yeah. There's a lot of dick parents out there.
Oh, my God. There she said it right out loud in front
it's
of God and
everybody.
It's my podcast.
I'm decided.
If you are a dick parent, welcome to the show. And we hope to change you.
If you don't like dick parent, then we'll just go with the universal asshole parent. There's lots of options here and I shouldn't have had kids.
Okay. Anyway, so that's what started us thinking about this. And I'm like, oh, my God, sneaking out is a rite of passage for teenagers. We should talk about this because, you know what? One, we shouldn't have had kids. Two, I was the worst at sneaking out. And by worst, I mean the best.
You're going to spill your wine.
I'm not. I'm gesturing with it. I know.
Aerating it real hard.
I know how far it can go. That's where this topic came from. And now that I've interrupted you.
No, that's fine. I was just going to say that when we did pick it, I was like, well, lame for me because I never snuck out. And that is true to a point, in a way. That's true in a certain sense. I never snuck out of my parents' house.
Okay.
But as I started researching for this show, mm-hmm. I realized that I snuck out a handful of times while at someone else's house.
Oh, well, la-di-da.
Yeah.
I don't know these stories.
No, you don't know these stories at all.
How fun for me.
Yeah. So okay. I thought I was a goody two-shoes, but it turns out incredibly naive. And as I thought about a couple of these stories, I was like, I didn't even realize at the time that what I was doing
was wrong.
Was sneaking out. I was just going with the fucking flow.
Oh, you are the most naive person. You are
naive,
so gullible.
Gullible. Yeah. I would have, hey, little girl, you want some candy? Okay. I mean, thank God.
I had, when I was like 6 years old, a car pulled up in front of our house with a man and a woman in it in Spokane, Washington. And they stopped in front of our house, asked me if I wanted candy. And I said yes. And my mom came flying out of the door and started screaming and they tore off.
That's just crazy because there's so many stories about how a man and a woman were so easily able to abduct children because the child assessed the situation and instinctively went, well, there's a woman there.
That's right.
That's a motherly figure.
That's right.
But 9 times out of 10, that was a domestic violence situation and she had no choice but to go along with it. Now, she's tried and convicted the same because she is making her own decisions.
Yeah.
It's not an excuse.
Right.
But the mental abuse that was involved, I mean, it's very complicated. But that was a classic situation in the late 60s, 70s, kind of died out in the 80s, and it was usually just men by themselves.
Well, thank God for my mom.
I'm kind of an aficionado.
Yeah, I guess you are, because you listen to My Favorite Murder so much.
Yeah, that's really the way. And sometimes these man and woman duos would put a car seat in the back seat.
Oh, that's disgusting.
And they didn't have a baby.
Oh.
And that was to further soften the look.
Yeah.
Like, it's a man and a woman. They've got a baby. Yeah, I'll help them find their puppy.
One, I feel really lucky right now. Two, speaking of my... my favorite murder.
I
was listening to them the other day, and you know, one of them is sitting in a closet. I think it's
Georgia.
It's Georgia. Georgia's sitting in
her closet for her sound booth.
And I realized we're pretty lucky that we are
we
live in the same house. Yeah. So we get to like podcast face to face.
We're real lucky. We wake up together and then we walk 20 feet down to our shared office and then we make dinner together and then we go on walks together and then we come down here and we podcast together.
That's not a real smile. What's wrong with your face right now? Okay. I was reading an article in the Washington Post. A McLean High School junior snuck out of her house so many times, the 16-year-old said she actually perfected crawling from her bedroom to the front door, avoiding squeaky floorboards that would wake her parents. She admits that it's risky, but insists that her parents don't have a clue.
Well, I read something about in 2009.
Yeah.
I couldn't find anything current in terms of statistics. But there was a survey done, and they asked teens all sorts of questions: drinking, using drugs, having sex, sneaking out.
Yeah.
And sneaking out was actually on the low end. 19% of the teens reported that, yes, they have snuck out before. Everything else was rated higher than that. Yeah. Huh. Except drugs was actually pretty low, but drinking was high.
That's because they were lying.
Sex was high. No, it looked like a pretty solid survey to me.
Well, I mean, it can look like a solid survey all day long, but you know, people will say what they think.
Actually, you're wrong. So here's what happens with surveys like that, especially when you ask teens. When you ask them what they do, they answer honestly. Where the inflated numbers come in is when you ask them what they think their peers are doing.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Is this from your wellness?
No, it really is. And
training
it's,
25,
it's
30
not my training.
Ago?
It's the study I actually was involved in helping to conduct.
Ah.
So the perception, for example, with drinking was that binge drinking was off the hook. Well, it is an issue, yes. But it wasn't nearly what the students thought it was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So the perception is everyone's getting more, doing more, having more, better grades.
And Facebook has just inflated that,
well,
right?
Well, Facebook has probably totally screwed that up. And I don't know what the numbers look like now. This was in 2000. But the point is, I think this 19% was probably right. Because also in 2009, I mean, I don't know, fucking sneaking out. Like, is that even
a thing anymore?
I mean, I'm sure it's a thing, but like, I didn't see that. I'm sure in 2009, 19% were sneaking out. If you ask today, it's probably like 90%. And then what they do when they're out there is what's really fucking scary.
What was that? Remember when Tigger was a senior and all of a sudden there was some game that all the teens were playing where they would go out at night and run and hide. Do you remember this?
Was it a capture the flag sort of deal?
I think so, but they took big risks.
Really?
I just remember. Yeah, I remember one of them was on some stranger's back porch on a balcony or something. Yeah, there was. I wish I could remember what that was. Here's what blew my mind today. As we were getting ready to come down and podcast, we were sitting and having dinner with Lola. And, you know, you asked me the other day, do you think our kids have ever snuck out? I'm like, no, we would know that. Just like I said, no, we would know when, you know, Tigger had sex for the first time and Lola had sex for the...
Fucking don't know shit.
That's right. So we're sitting at the table and we ask Lola if he's ever snuck out. And I was so sure I was going to know the answer because he's just... He's like the dad. They used to call him the drama dad. So if you needed a designated driver, he was the guy because he wasn't going to drink because he wants to be involved in politics and he knows it will all come back to haunt you. Mm-hmm. Or if somebody was going to drug, like at
he's
school.
He's just a cardigan away
from being 80.
From being a college professor. And now he's got the terrorist hair, the 1970s terrorist hair and a beard.
And a beard. Oh my God. You can't even see his face anymore.
Yeah. He's like right out of the Munich Olympics. I'm serious.
But we asked him if he had ever snuck out and we're like eating and I look at his face and I'm like, what is happening to his face?
He's like, well, what did Tigger say?
Yeah. We changed the subject by asking if we thought Tigger had ever done it. And I swear to God, I nearly fell out of my chair because the look on his face, I'm like, oh, you're stalling for time. And he like turns three shades of red and he says, well, maybe. And I'm like, you've snuck out.
Okay, but here's the thing. Lola's a hair splitter.
Yes.
So I knew about the time that he snuck out to take a walk because he couldn't sleep.
But you did?
I don't consider that sneaking out.
No, that's not.
But he,
in his mind,
didn't tell us.
That's right.
And it was like 12:30 in the morning. and he went out for a walk in the neighborhood.
So if we ask about sneaking out, that counts.
But there, and then there was another time he's like went to go play video games with someone. That's a little closer to sneaking out because like we probably wouldn't have condoned that. Like, dude, go to bed. But there's one incident that's hanging out there and he won't tell us what it is. And it involves someone else and it involves holding their confidence. And so I really admire that.
Because somebody got in trouble and they needed help and they reached out to him and he snuck out and probably took a car.
I'm sure he drove someone home, but he won't comment. That's a total guess.
Yeah, we don't know for sure.
We have no idea. But he got his little Lola turtle lips. So there was definitely something there. But I'm fairly confident it was holding someone's confidence.
Yeah.
I'm confident that it was holding someone's confidence. What the fuck? But it still, to me, wasn't... I still think the answer of did you sneak out like to go party, to go drink, to go smoke pot? I still think the answer... with him is no.
Right. He went out when we were asleep for a variety of reasons. Yeah. One was to take a walk and the other was to save somebody.
Oh, he did qualify that, actually. He said, I didn't sneak out because I didn't want you to hear me. I snuck out because I didn't want to bother you or wake you up.
Such a good kid.
And that's a genuine, I mean, he really means it.
Yeah, he does.
I would absolutely, you know, I
don't
call
roll
the
your
kids
eyes.
Out.
Stop rolling your eyes right now. It's true. I know you're rolling your eyes.
Who?
Not you, the listener.
Oh, I'm like, what the fuck? I totally believe him. Yeah, now, I don't think that Shy Guy has ever snuck out.
I was going to ask him, but it was too late. I didn't want to text him and ask him.
He has two homes where he goes, mm-hmm. splits his time. Mm-hmm. So I just don't know where the fuck he'd go. He's still actually, you know, pretty little. He's not a little kid, but he can't drive. He doesn't have any friends that drive yet.
If anybody listens to this who knows Shy Guy, please don't repeat the fact that she said he's still pretty little. She still cuts his meat. We know that. But he's 15, almost 16. Just going to bring it home to you. Bringing the reality right here.
So little wasn't the right word. He doesn't have a sophisticated network yet. I don't know what he'd go out and do or how he'd get here. His girlfriend can't drive yet. I mean, we're right around the corner from like prime sneak out time. But I guess he could go shoot hoops at 3 in the morning.
I don't think you need to know how to drive if you are sneaking out. And I am a prime example of that. And but first I want to hear one of your stories because I haven't heard these before. But
you
heard mine.
Or like a troubled youth who probably should have been put in a shelter or something.
It's true.
You probably should have been put into juvie. Okay, well, I got a couple. I've also got one that came in from a friend.
Okay.
So this is from my friend Amy, who told me a story about her brother, and I'm pretty sure his name is Nathan or Nate. But I asked her if she's ever snuck out, because I thought, if anyone that I know has snuck out, it's her. And she was basically like, fuck no. I saw my older brother do that and stayed a million miles away from it. And here's why.
Wow.
So this is a series of text messages. So it's not the most super clean thing to read. He was trying to push my mom's grand caravan out of the garage because he didn't want to turn it on, afraid that my parents would wake up. But the van started rolling down the driveway and he tried to stop it and got his leg caught between the van and the garage door.
Oh.
It broke his leg.
Oh, my God.
He had to wake up my mom and they spent all night at the ER. The next morning, she made him go to work and bag groceries at Safeway with a broken leg.
Good for her.
She did not give a fuck if his leg hurt. She dropped him off and made him work his full shift and was like, that's what you fucking get.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he was going to a party.
That's so interesting because one of the stories that I didn't bring, I'm now going to tell
you,
was a girl who did the same thing. So she's pushing the car out and she gets caught between the car door that's open and the fence.
Ugh.
Killed her.
Yeah.
Can you imagine
Bunny?
That? I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. You just had a cow.
Oh, I was not thinking you were going to go to death. That's so tragic.
Isn't that awful?
Oh, that's just senseless.
Hey, if we have teenagers who listen to this show or 20-somethings who are still at home who listen to this show, start the goddamn car up in the garage. I don't care if it wakes somebody up. Just drive away quickly. But don't try to roll something out on a hill because you are always going to get – either you're going to trash the car somehow
and get
caught. You
can't stop a fucking car. What are you, Superman? How many tons does a car weigh?
I don't know. Two?
A lot. I mean, that shit, you're not going to. Yeah.
I cannot believe anyway. That happened to her brother. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I love that story. Broke his leg.
Ouch,
yeah, I'll have to follow up and find out if that slowed him down from his sneak outs or what. But now I understand why she stayed away from it. Because younger siblings.
Yes.
But see, okay, so here's the interesting thing. What? So I think that my younger sisters, and I should ask them, probably snuck out a lot.
I bet they did.
In fact, I know for fucking sure they did. But there's a big age gap between us.
Yeah.
So when I moved, I've probably said this on the show before, when I left home to go to college, I had a sister who was 10
right.
years old.
Right.
That's a big
gap.
Gaparoo.
Yep.
So I don't know what her high school years were like. I wasn't there for it.
Oh, we got to find out because now she's trapped with two kids at her house. And so we could probably get some good stories out of her.
I was having my first kid while she was... you know, had just graduated from high school.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I never snuck out. I never left my parents' home, period.
Right.
The very first time I really didn't sneak out. I can remember a time I was spending the night at a girlfriend's house, and she had this great idea that in the middle of the night we go hang out at her apartment complex playground and like swing.
Yeah.
And wouldn't it be fun to swing at 3 a.m?
Yeah.
So we threw on. Like
with all the pedophiles,
the sweatpants.
Absolutely.
Like we were in high school, so we threw on like the high school sweatpants mm-hmm. with like the, you know, Thunderbirds down the leg and a hoodie or whatever. And we're on the swings and all of a sudden there's flashlights in our faces and it's the cops. And she lived across the street from the high school. And the other thing that was across the street from the high school was the police station.
Oh, my God.
So we're swinging and it's totally innocent. But she was like really cool. And later I realized, oh my God, she's dealt with this shit before. And,
yeah.
And they were super suspicious and like got real close to smell our breath and like, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm like, we're just out here swinging. And the guy's like, uh-huh. And I'm like, why doesn't he believe us?
You're so innocent.
And he's like, why are you in all black sweats? Like, what are you guys up to? And I was just like, it's what I fucking had to put on. Like, I was so naive to the whole thing. And so he escorted us back to her apartment complex, woke up her parents.
Oh, wow.
And then her mom stacked a whole bunch of furniture at the door so that if we tried to leave again, it would knock it all down. And the whole thing is slowly unraveling in my naive, dumbass brain that, like, this girl, Kim, she's done this before. Like, her mom is now stacking up the furniture.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and I was like, I kind of want to go home. Like, this is not good. This is
I'm
not good.
I'm being trapped in this bedroom.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's technically sneaking out, I guess. But for me, it was, you know, she's... And I don't know if she was expecting to meet someone at the playground or what was going to go down. Because she's like, let's go swing. And I'm like, yeah! Let's go swing at 3 a.m. because that makes sense. What the fuck
is wrong with you?
Seriously.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so while you're telling that story, it reminds me of a time when I don't know if we were sneaking out or not, but we were out late and we were at my high school and it was dark and somebody had alcohol. And so we were drinking the alcohol or we were just getting ready to drink the alcohol.
I'm drinking alcohol right now.
Okay, but I was underage and we had I'm sure that this somebody had come by this alcohol nefariously, right? What are you laughing about?
Alcohol.
Oh, did I say it like that?
Well, yeah, I can't let you get away with anything.
Okay. Anyway, same thing. Okay. Cops show up. Somebody's flash, you know, shining a light. And I'm just like, oh, my God. And this is one of the first times I can remember something like this happening. It's happened once or twice. And so I just remember that this cop was, you know, interrogating us. There were like 3 or 4 of us. And then he takes the alcohol, which I believe I tried to hide behind my back. And he starts pouring it out. And I remember saying to him, please don't do that. It was so hard for us to come by that.
Oh, my God.
I know. I was just like, you are ruining our good time here, sir.
Well, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
That's right.
Wayne Gretzky. So good on you.
Yep, for asking. Please, sir, may I have that back
because
before
I guess,
pour it all out?
I guess there's 1/8 of 1% of a chance that he would have said, oh my God. Well,
I'm so sorry, miss.
Here miss. You go. Here's your Belvedere. You fucking nut.
All right. I used to go to Yakima every summer and stay with. I have a couple of stories out of Yakima because I used to go there and stay with my Aunt Joyce, and my cousin Cindy was a year older than I was, and we were like thick as thieves. And she was, except for the fact that she was. Did you ever see Bewitched?
Yeah.
And you know, there was the Good Witch.
Yeah.
And then her cousin, the Bad Witch,
Sabrina.
Was it Sabrina?
Well, I can't remember.
I was the bad witch, so I was a bad influence, and I think that probably my aunt had me come and stay with them during the summer to give me a break from my family home, which was awesome. She kind of helped, you know, save me, and she just showed me what family life could be like. So Aunt Joyce, woo, woo, I love her. So I'm in Yakima, and I want to sleep outside because sleep outside is code in my mind for if we sleep outside under the stars, that means we can get up after everybody's asleep and we can sneak
take
out
off.
And go take off. Right.
We're already outside.
Right.
That's and brilliant.
I can never convince my cousin to do this with me. She's just no fun. So I convince all of her friends to do it with me. Right. And one night we go out and we are we're roaming the town. I don't even remember what we did. It was, you know, we listened to music, did dumb things probably.
Okay. I just need to recap real quick. You're in Yakima.
I'm in Yakima. I'm probably
it's the summer.
It's summer.
And
hot.
I think the year is important. We're in the 70s.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was probably 72, something like that.
This
74.
Is just prime for like abductions.
You name it.
And
absolutely
just bad shit going down, and 911 is not totally figured out yet.
That's right. So we're trolling the neighborhood looking for trouble.
Oh my God.
And all of a sudden a cop spots us. And so the red lights are rotating. There's a megaphone telling us to please come out from the trees and come to the car. Yeah. And so we did the only thing that smart teens would do in a situation like that.
Okay.
We sprinted.
You ran.
We ran so hard and so fast. And that cop, he was tracking us. He was brilliant. He tracked us. We ran. I was exhausted. I mean, I fell into my sleeping bag that night. We did outrun him. We got away. And then we were a long ways away from where we needed to be, you know, a long ways away from home.
Yeah.
And we had to get back there. And by that time, it's like 4 a.m. and we're starting to see creepy things and people. Mm-hmm. And this was, you know, Yakima in the 70s.
Oh, I'm telling you what.
It was not a pretty picture.
It was dry and dusty and desolate and
Well, it was just, we called it Yakka Vegas.
Yeah,
I know. There was so much crime. It was crazy. So
it that when I was growing up.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. I thought that was
when
our
I was growing up. Sorry.
But the real kicker, the kicker story that I've never told my kids, and if they listen to this, I'll probably just about die. And my apologies to every sex worker out there for what I'm about to say.
Yeah, this is not your
shiniest
moment, is it?
Again, I came from a troubled background.
Okay,
I just didn't have any modeling.
Let me get some more wine. I want to settle in. I'm here for you. But I'm going to settle in for this one.
Okay, my good cousin, the one who was a goody two-shoes, who did not like... you want wine. You're serious about this.
The bewitched witch.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you so much.
What the hell were those two? Sabrina and...
Well, her mom was Endora or something like that.
Oh, my God. Very good. Not Endora.
Well, she had a mom, and the mom was, like, trouble.
Again, people yelling at their phones.
Okay.
It's this.
Well, whatever. We'll look it up and post pictures and all sorts of shit.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff.
Get to the sex workers.
Okay, I will. So my cousin's best friend says, why don't you guys come and spend the night? I got my license.
Oh.
And we can sneak out. We can go do things.
Bonnie's like,
and I'm like,
perk up.
I am so all in.
I'm
and
in.
My cousin is like, absolutely not. You go. I'm not going. And I'm like, well, God, you're no fun. So I go. So the two of us get into her car, and we used to drag the Ave. Yeah.
Wow.
Yakima Avenue. That's what the kids did. Like the, I think we were.
Well, and what are you looking for? How in your mind did you think this was going to end well?
I didn't know what I was looking for. I just knew that the kids older than us dragged the Ave. And so we were going to go do that because I'd also seen the movie that was, what was that movie where they actually dragged the Ave in the 50s?
Grease?
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
Are you talking about drag racing?
No.
Oh, you're just like cruising.
Yeah, we cruised the Ave. Yeah, I never drag raced. Ooh,
well,
that's
you're
so scary.
We drag the
okay,
Ave. What the fuck is drag the Ave?
So I go. I don't remember.
Cruising, okay.
I don't remember where her parents are, but we are not. Nobody's supervising us. So we get all into right. her car. We go all down right. to Yakima Avenue, and we're driving up and down the avenue like all the older kids. And mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, this is the life. And I've got mm-hmm. my window, you know, down, my arm hanging out. And suddenly, coming up next to her car on the Ave is this huge Cadillac with two guys in it that are much older than we are. And I'm like, roll down your window. I think her name was Kara. Roll down your window, Kara. And she's like, I'm not going to roll down my window. And they're like mouthing to us. They're trying to talk to us. Mm-hmm. And I finally convinced
her. And they're like
her,
going like this with the
yeah, it was a hand roll.
Crank for
that's right.
roll down your window.
Yeah. So she rolls down her window and I lean over and I say, hey, how are you guys? And they're like, what are you two doing down here tonight? And I said, oh, you know, we're just trying to find some work because, yeah, we ran away from home.
You're trying to find some work?
That's right. We ran away from home, so we just don't know exactly what to do. And he's like, oh, we should talk. Why don't you two pull over?
God.
And she's driving, and her eyes are, like, bugging out of her head, right? And she's like, I don't understand this. And she's trying to talk like a ventriloquist. And he says, so why don't you pull over up here, and we'll chat, girls. And I said, okay. And she's like, she rolls up her window. And she's like, we're not fucking doing that.
At this point, do you know he's like talking about, when you said we're looking for some work, were you messing with him in terms of like,
I was messing with him because Yakima Avenue is full of prostitutes
or
sex workers, as we call them these days, full of sex workers. And so, and I knew that. And there was a huge drug problem there. It was an unsafe area, but it was also riddled with teenagers. And so there we were. And so she's like yelling at me and telling me that I'm being ridiculous. And I'm like, God, calm down. Okay. And I said, take the next right then. And so she takes the next right and they keep driving straight. So we take a right, then I said, take a left, and we'll go up around the block, and we'll come back around.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've done the same thing,
of
only in the opposite direction. So they take the next right,
yep.
and suddenly they're driving, coming at us.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, come on, let's just pull over. Come on, what could happen? Right?
Oh my God.
So we pull
How
over.
How are you alive?
I don't know. So we pull over and these guys get out and they come over to my side of the car and I open the door and I'm like, hey guys. And they're like, hey ladies. And they said, so let me see what you got. And now I was born a feminist. That's just all there is to it. It's the only thing I can come to. And so I'm like, I look at them and I'm thinking, what the hell is he talking about? And he says, I said, what do you mean? And he looks at Kara and he says, go ahead, show me what you got. And Kara, who didn't want to do this anyway, turns full frontal at them and opens up her jacket.
Oh, fuck.
And shows how developed
well endowed
she is.
Yes. She is. Oh,
and I was like,
Kara.
Son of a bitch. I can't. How dare you?
Oh, you're all affronted now.
I am so
even
affronted.
Though you're looking for work.
Yes.
I love it.
And he says, let me see what you got. And I'm like, fuck you. I'm not going to show you what I got. And it was very little, I might say.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't about that. It was about the fact that he had asked. And he pulls out a wad, like the size of a baseball.
Mm-hmm.
He pulls out a wad of money. Lots and lots of money. And he looks at her and he says, yeah, no, I think I could find you some work. And he looks at me and he says, you, not so much. I'm like, well, son of a bitch.
And then once again, she's affronted. What do you fucking mean?
Wait. Okay, look at these.
These are equal opportunity titties.
And
everybody should have a chance.
So because I love a good story, right?
Yeah.
I go home. We go home. We get out of there. He says what they were doing during this time is that they would bring girls up to these apartments. They would drug them and that would be it. There was an underground. It was really ugly back in the 70s in Yaga, Vegas.
Anyway.
And so he told us where we could meet them. And at that point, I just wanted to get rid of them. So we just lied and said that we'd meet them there. And we got out of there. So the next morning, I go back home to my Aunt Joyce's. And I think that it is the funniest story I've ever heard, what has happened, right? And so I say, you'll never guess what happened to us last night. And I tell her this story, and I'm waiting for her to just, like, roll on the floor and laugh. I was grounded for the rest of the summer.
I bet you were.
She was. My Aunt Joyce just did not get livid. She just never did. She was so calm, cool, and collected. She was furious at me.
Okay, but why are you apologizing to the sex workers?
Oh, that part. I left that part out. Okay, the other thing we did that night is...
Are you sure you want to...
Yeah. The other thing we did that night was...
This is...
We would pitch pennies at the sex workers.
That's so mean.
So mean. And these women, I swear to God, they were more dangerous than those two guys in the Cadillac.
Okay. I'm a huge fan of sex workers, personally.
You are?
Yes. In terms of the fact, these are real, live human beings who nobody raises their hand and says they want to do this.
I was 15.
Some path that they accidentally stepped on took them to this point, and they're trying to make it.
I was 15 and a troubled child.
And they should not have pennies thrown at them.
I know.
They are human beings with feelings, and most of them, a lot of them have kids.
I'm so sorry. I'm embarrassed by myself.
Pennies at them.
Why don't you judge me? Why don't you judge that poor 15-year-old who came from a broken family?
I'm not judging you. I'm actually...
Yeah, you actually are.
I'm not judging you. I'm actually really harshly not judging the sex workers. Because I think that they...
Oh, yeah. So that's my...
Are important, too.
That's my sneaking out story, not to change the subject from how costs...
Okay, I'm going to give you one more, and then we're going to wrap this shit up.
I do have one, because you think I'm bad? You haven't met my brother yet.
Oh, you're going to tell a Barry story?
A black sheep of the family. My Barry story. Just because... It's kind of funny. The audacity of some teens who are like repeat offenders when it comes to sneaking out. And there are ways to address that with teens.
Yeah.
He was one of those repeat offenders. He got caught. And not only would he sneak out, but he would take my mom's car and go and do things.
See, so, that is ballsy.
Ballsy. So my older brother came over one weekend and he took the steering wheel off my mother's car.
Was that at your mother's bequest?
Yes.
Is that a word, bequest?
Yes.
Or is it behest?
I don't know. Let's just call it request. At her request.
This is pandemic grammar.
Anyway, okay. So he comes over. He takes the steering wheel off the car.
Uh-huh.
And by God, my brother got up in the middle of the night. And he went out there with a pair of locking pliers, you know, those vice grip locking pliers.
Yep.
He put that on the big, The steering column has one of those nuts that has all the sides. What's that called?
A bolt?
Yeah. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Puts it on that and it uses that to steer the car when he takes it out of my mom's driveway.
Okay. So taking the steering wheel off of the car reminds me of another thing that Amy said when she was talking about her brother Nathan.
Yeah.
I guess at one point their mom found pot or something in his room, and so she took off his blinds and his door. So then his room was a complete open
That's
space.
Hilarious. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it.
My brother slammed the door so often that my mom took the door off of his hinges.
Well, your brother sounds like a delight.
He was so lovely. Where is he these days? That's for another show.
Oh, my God. So are you good now? I'm going to tell my last one.
Okay.
Okay. So this isn't even really a sneaking out story, but it kind of is. And it's something that's so out of character for me, I felt appropriate to share, especially since we got jack shit from our own kids.
Yeah.
Because they're keeping it down low. Maybe in a future episode when they're even more grown up, they'll tell us their truths. But here's the deal. When I graduated from high school, there was a giant party that was being thrown by a family.
Always.
And they had like, oh, we're going to take keys and pitch tents and stuff. And it was like total fucking bullshit. Everyone knew it was going to be just raucous crap. Yeah. And I actually didn't feel comfortable going.
Yeah.
And my parents were like, great. But I also think they didn't want me to just stay at home on my graduation night. So when I proposed that I go have a sleepover with my best friend, they were like, that sounds great.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sweet. So I go over to her house, and she lives in a little kind of dingy apartment in downtown Olympia.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like idol worship. I don't even think this is like a best friend. I was just like, oh.
Because she had graduated already?
No, she was a junior.
And so, she lived in an apartment?
Oh, with her mom.
With her mom.
With her mom.
Okay, got
it. So they had a little bit of a looser relationship. So the thought that Katie and I would be able to sneak out after her mom went to bed was like a no-brainer.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, should we sneak out? Katie's like, no, we'll just fucking walk out. So I graduate. It's summer. It's June of 1995, right?
Mm-hmm.
The graduation ceremony was like 2 in the afternoon. So after that, little get-together with my family, and then I headed downtown to hang out. And so it's like, I'm there by like 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. The sun isn't going to set until like 9:30. So we spend the entire evening downtown drunk. And how that happened was...
You?
Yeah, well, and that's the first time I was 18 years old. That's the first time I ever had...
Alcohol?
Alcohol.
Oh, my God.
like in earnest.
Right.
That wasn't like a sip of champagne at New Year's or some fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
So we went downtown Olympia to the Safeway store and we stood outside until we found someone who would go in and buy us alcohol. And so Katie found this guy and she thought she was communicating to him what we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And he went in, he was in there forever, and he came out and he handed us a 6-pack of Zima. Like the vodka drink,
oh my
I guess,
God.
Right? Do you know what
yeah,
I'm talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
And she like gave him $5 and he was on his way. Well, the reason that there was confusion there, and probably the reason we got Zima, is that he was a Russian sailor who was off of a ship. There was a big Russian freight ship down right there at the port.
You're so lucky to be alive.
Olympia's on the water. And so there was like a language barrier, mm-hmm. but he figured it out and he brought us the vodka. Okay. So we put that emptied. We each took three and put it into a water bottle. And I had never had alcohol before, really. So I had no idea what was going to happen to me. And we walked around until the sunset drinking that shit. And by the time we were stumbling back through the... I don't even know. Like, there's kind of this tunnel that you had to go through to get to her place.
Mm-hmm.
I was so drunk and I didn't even know it. And, well, I can remember we sat at a park in a gazebo and like sang and like all this stuff. Well, the promise that I made to my parents was if I go spend the night, I will get up the next morning, no problem, to the and go to the first day of my summer job with the parks department where I've been hired as a day camp counselor.
Oh, my God.
Okay. And this was going to be a Saturday, so it was like a training day.
Right.
So I even smoked a cigarette that night, or at least attempted to. Yeah, because Katie was like a total badass.
Yeah.
And she would totally smoke. Like,
yeah.
She was like, this is like MTV, like Daria. She was like dark and brooding. And she's like, here, have this. And I like took the cigarette, like, yeah, that's cool. And like, I tried and I was like, I don't fucking understand the mechanics of this. This is so weird. And I like pretended, you know, and she's like, you're not even really doing it. And I'm like, okay. I swear to God. So the next morning when the alarm went off and I had to pull myself together and go get trained to be a day camp counselor, I couldn't even see straight. It was so bad. And I made the worst first impression on my coworkers. Now, I ended up having that job for the next 3 summers in a row with the same co-workers and we kind of like had a little coming of age, you know, and they all finally they were like, what the fuck was wrong with you on day one? Were you hungover? I'm like, I was. I totally was. But here's the kicker of that entire story. That summer, midsummer, there was an article, front page of the Olympian, and I tried to find it, but I couldn't. But this is legit true. Front page of the fucking Olympian, that they had found a dead body
on the ship?
On the ship. On the Russian ship in the refrigeration.
Was it a girl?
I don't know. I don't know. Zima bottles found. No. But I was like, oh my God. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
So stupid.
Okay.
And I don't know if my parents know about that or not. I don't know if I
they
told
do
my
now.
Sisters about that or not. But it was a really long time before I drank again. I'm not even, I honestly don't even think I drank my freshman year of college because I was so turned off by the whole experience.
Well, you know, we can laugh and tell stories about sneaking out, but the fact is, is that if you are a teenage girl or you are raising teenage girls, sneaking out in the middle of the night is a really bad idea. Asking strangers to buy you alcohol is a really bad idea. Steal it from your parents.
Yeah, steal it from your parents.
Do not ask strangers.
Yeah, and this just goes back to when, like, what was it, our very first episode? You cannot give consent if you are drunk.
That's right.
Those things don't exist together.
Nope.
Heads up, everybody.
Okay, so, you know, there are lots of things that you can do to prevent kids from sneaking out.
Oh, I've got an idea.
What?
Are you talking about Mr. Jerry?
Well, first, I think you can talk to them about the dangers, right?
Oh, I thought you were going to go into specific mechanics of your home.
No, I have Jerry on my list here.
All right. Well, you can talk to your kids, of course. Yep.
You can make sure that they don't have electronics in their room, because if they can't get a message to meet up, they're not going to meet up, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
And please keep in mind that executive functioning in the human brain, which regulates our ability to make good decisions, isn't fully developed until the mid-20s. So whatever you do to prevent them from sneaking out is a good decision. Make it clear to your teen that the rules are meant to help him or her make really good decisions. In the meantime, while their brain is developing, they might not believe you. And if they don't believe you and they want to do it anyway, lock the doors from inside the house and then hide the key. Let's talk about Jerry's.
Yeah, so in this house, as you all know, we're in love with our house, hardcore. And we bought this home from the original owner, a guy named Jerry, who's amazing. And I'm assuming that the locks are the same as they always were, but we have one. So we have a front door, we have a door in the rec room, and there's a door going off the side of the laundry room, and that door is like broken. So there's only two like doors that you can get out of this house other than the slider. And those doors have bolt locks. But it's not a knob. It's a key on both sides. So Jerry could literally lock his fucking family in this house. Now, the front door and the door in the rec room that have those bolt locks have the key inside the lock on the interior of the house, which acts as a knob.
Right.
But we could, anyone could, remove those keys.
And then nobody can get out.
And that door is locked if you don't have a key. And so on the one hand, that feels a little bit nutso to me. But on the, I also understand he had four daughters and a son. And
that's
he was probably
right.
like, fuck it. We are locking this shit down. I mean, the man had a bomb shelter.
That's right.
So he was in complete control.
And in fact, we know his daughter. And she said, we asked her lots of questions about all of this, of course. And she said, yeah, that's why we all had a stash in our room. Have you checked my heater vent? And
yeah.
So the first thing
she did. She said, okay, so who has the second door on the left downstairs? And we're like, oh, well, that shy guy. And she's like, okay, great. Well, in the heater vent, like, stick your arm down there and just like check, right? And I'm like, whatever. Give me a break. This is
it's a bazillion years later.
13.
Yes.
Ugh, you're so cute. And then I thought, well, I don't. What?
Let's try.
I could
it.
Stick my arm down the heater, and I pulled out like
her stash,
a pack of cigarettes, diary pages, a rosary, just a complete oxymoron collection.
No weed. And it was really disappointing. I was
there was no weed.
We were going to pull weed out of there.
Yeah, there was no weed.
Yeah, that was really
it
funny.
It was like an empty Benson and Hedges or...
Benson and Hedges, the
Camel,
worst.
Camel, like, it was a really... Not Camel's pretty still well. It was a brand I'd never heard of before and a foil pack and smashed and it was empty, but it was still like, sweet. This is amazing.
Hey, we're going to leave you with a really good... What?
We're wrapping up?
We are.
Okay.
We were going to do a 40-minute show. How long have we been going?
1 hour and 8 minutes, and it's currently 11:25 at night.
Oh my God, I'm going to cut the hell out of this thing.
Cinco de Mayo.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Taco Tuesday. Too bad Corona got the best of us.
Oh, there are so many bad jokes today.
If
you have a teen who is a repeat offender...
Oh my God.
Or maybe it's your teen's first time of sneaking out and you want to really like bring it home that you don't approve of this. There are some very fun things that you can do. One is to just go into their room when you discover them gone, turn the light on and leave it on.
That's a good one.
And go to bed.
Yeah, or go to bed in their bed.
Okay, that's the second one.
So gross for you though.
No, hide in their bed.
Oh.
And when they walk in, scare the heebie-jeebies out of them.
Yep.
I love that one so hard. And then the other thing that you can do is you can buy an alarm that goes off when they leave their bedroom.
That's a little bit crazy.
I don't know. If you have a repeat offender and they're doing some really bad things out there, it's not such a bad idea. But hopefully you don't have one of those. Hopefully you have people like the boys in our life who are...
Oh, who fucking knows?
We don't know because they don't tell us the truth.
No,
because the fact is
boys
that they're
lie.
Little shits.
Teens lie.
And kids shouldn't have had kids.
Kids are fucking mistake.
All right.
And you shouldn't have them.
Hey, it could...
And they probably cause the virus.
They
they are the virus. The dolphins are back in Venice. We are the virus.
Oh,
there's
my
no
God.
There's no fucking dolphins in Venice.
Yeah, just don't fall for that shit.
All right. Well, thanks for hanging out with us. And here's the scoop. If you like what you've heard, go on to Apple Podcasts, rate, review, subscribe.
Share the podcast with a friend.
Yeah, that would all mean so much to us.
It really would.
And you can also reach us if you want to. You can comment on any of the shit that we put up at Facebook or Instagram at I Shouldn't Have Had Kids. Twitter is SHHKids, but we hardly ever use Twitter, so fuck that noise.
I do.
You can also email us. So if you have any, like...
I would like to hear your stories about sneaking out.
Yeah, we would like
I would love to hear your stories about sneaking out.
Would
if
love
you sent them to us, we would share them.
I would love for my wife to stop talking. I would love to hear the shittiest thing you've ever done as a kid. Right? Because we talk a lot about our kids, but this episode was a little different because we couldn't get anything from them. So we bared our souls and the
right.
stupid things that we did.
Oh,
but I would love to hear
tip of the iceberg
some dumb thing that you did as a kid and you shaped the next episode. So if you want to do that, email us at ishouldn'thavehadkids@gmail.com. We would really love to hear from you.
Because let's face it, you've got time.
What the fuck else do you have to do right now? And don't tell me garden.
Oh, no, I've got to go weed the victory garden.
I know you really do. The horsetail is back and it's pissing me off.
Well, on that happy note, goodbye.
Bye.